Chapter 34. Sneezeworth and Louseworth, like the rest of the rapscallion horde, were stunned by what they had witnessed. Both rats sat by their cooking fire in the late evening, discussing in hushed tones the terrible retribution Damag Warfang had inflicted on the 10 runaway rebels whom Scorp and his hunters had brought back. Sneezeworth shuddered as he added twigs to the flames.
Good job you never went with them, mate. No beast will ever think of crossing the first blade after the way he dealt with Borum and Vendace and the eight who was left.
Louseworth gazed into the fire, nodding numbly.
That's true. Now, if I had gone with him, I'd have sooner been slain fighting to escape than... What was that word Damag used?
Executed, mate. That's what he said, and that was what he did. Oh, imagine being slung into the water like that with a great rock tied around your neck, screaming and pleading.
Louseworth ran a paw around his own neck and cringed at the thought.
It was cruel, hard and merciless, and cruel.
Sneezeworth moved closer to the fire and shrugged.
Aye, but that's how a beast becomes first blade, by being a cold-blooded killer. I was watching Damug's face. Datton was enjoying what he did.
Damag Warfang was indeed enjoying himself. Everything seemed to be going his way. Not only had he brought the escapers to his own harsh justice, but his scouting expedition, under the command of the weasel Gaddus, had yielded a double result. Wrinkle the Ferret, whom he had supposed long dead, was back with news of Redwall Abbey. Damag had never seen Redwall, though he'd heard all about the place. What a prize it would be! From there he could truly rule. If all he heard from Wrinkle was true, then it would not be too difficult to conquer Redwall, seeing as the entire outer south wall looked like collapsing. There was also the prisoner that Gaddus had brought in with him. An ancient male squirrel, but big and strong. One of those hermit types living alone in Mossflower. Damag circled the cage that held the creature, idly clacking his sword blade against the seasoned wood bars. The squirrel lay on his side, all four paws bound, ignoring the warlord, his eyes shut stubbornly. Damag leaned close to the bars, his voice low and persuasive.
Food and freedom, two wonderful things, my friend. Think about them. All you have to do is tell me what is the Abbey's strength. How many fighters, what sort of creatures. Tell me and you can walk free from here with a full stomach and a supply of food.
The reply was non-committal.
Don't know. Tis no use asking me. I've never been inside the place. I live alone in the woodlands and keep myself to myself.